Sermon text this morning from the Gospel of St. Matthew. Therefore, you must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not expect. The words of our text. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So as you are all well aware of and know already, we begin, this is Sunday, the season of Advent. This is the season of remembering, a season of watching, a season of waiting for the appearing of the Messiah. We appreciate the church here, for in it what we do, we rehearse the entire life of Christ. We walk through his life in a calendar year. And so we begin that rehearsal, that watching one more time here in this first Sunday in Advent. Now, we are in a wee bit of an overlap with the end of the church year and the beginning of the church year. Now, what does that mean when we talk about there's a wee bit of an overlap in there? What we're doing at the very beginning of the church year and at the very end of the church year is remembering the first and the second Advent of Jesus Christ. We are remembering that Jesus will come a first time, which we know in Bethlehem, and we're also remembering that Jesus is going to come a second time at the end of the world. So it means that at the end of the church year and at the beginning of the church year, we bring to mind the end time with the second appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So what is Jesus' admonishment or his encouragement to us to do this particular Sunday of the church year? Well, it is to watch, be ready, be prepared, be aware of his second coming. Now, it says in the text, watch, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not expect. Let's work that word over. Watch. Watch. Watch is like listening. There's a difference between listening and hearing. I think there's a somewhat of a difference between those two words. We can hear sounds, but we might be not paying attention to them, might tune out to the person who's talking to us instead of zeroing in on what they're saying and paying attention to what it is they're saying and listening. So listening implies an active participation in the conversation. Listening implies a paying attention to the person who is speaking. The same goes for what Jesus says here. There is an active component to watching for the Lord's return. So I was thinking about this, and one of the first things that popped into my head, do you remember going through driver's ed class? I know it was a long time ago for me, but there are a couple things that stick out in driver's ed class. And one of the few things, I think there's three or four things I actually remember from driver's ed that I'm supposed to be remembering from driver's ed class. But one of the things that always sticks out to me that is stuck in my head is the driver's ed teacher telling us some version of this. I don't exactly remember what the words sounded like, but it was, you're not driving a car. Not? You're not driving a car. You are behind the wheel of a 3,000-pound killing machine. Wow, that made an impression. I also remember the teacher warning us at the exact same time or in the same area of a thing called highway hypnosis. And remember them telling us it's going to manifest itself in two ways. You're going to come off the highway, I think at that time, at 55 miles an hour, and you're going to go down to a 35-mile-an-hour zone. But 35 mile an hour feels like you're crawling. So you think you're doing 35 when in fact you're still doing 50 or 45 miles an hour because you haven't adjusted to that. And one of the other things that the instructor said about this highway hypnosis thing is that you can be driving and staring out the front windshield and not comprehending a thing that's going on. You've just got caught zoning out. You've just got caught staring at the road, but not paying attention to any of the drivers or the other vehicles that are around you. The thing is watching without any intent while you're driving is simply staring. And simply staring while you're driving can get yourself or somebody else killed. It's a very dangerous thing to do. And what does Jesus do? He instructs you and I and all of his followers, all Christians, to watch. And when he says watch, this is a watching with intent, a paying attention with intent. It's not just going outside and periodically looking up at the sky. No, Jesus. Okay, let's go back to the ball game. No, it doesn't mean that. Neither are we to watch like highway hypnosis, going through the motions, because that's not paying attention to the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ either. We are to be actively watching. We are to be participants in this thing called Christianity. We are to be ready for Jesus' return because it will come suddenly and it will come unexpectedly. Again, like driving, it takes preparedness and attention. The same teacher instructed us to look before going out into the intersection, even if you have a green light. And the same teacher instructed his driver's ed students that when you're driving, your eyes are always moving from the windshield to the rearview mirror, to the side view mirror, to the driver's side mirror, back to the front of you, to the back of you, to the left of you, to the right of you. Always moving, always paying attention to your surroundings, always being aware of what is around you while you're driving. Why? Because you're watching out for the unexpected. You're looking over your shoulder when you're turning lanes. Even if you've got that little blinky thing now on your side view mirror that lets you know somebody's in your blind spot, you're still looking over your shoulder to make sure there's no cars where you want to be when you're moving your automobile. Because you're looking out for the unexpected. No one leaves your house trying to get in an automobile wreck. They happen entirely unexpectedly. And if you're watching, then you're prepared and you're ready. You're able to avoid a wreck. Now, what else do we know about Jesus? We say, okay, yeah, this is like driving. We're being ready. We're being prepared. We're watching. We're waiting. Jesus is going to come back. He's going to come back suddenly, and he's going to come back unlooked for. And you don't want to be caught unawares when that day happens. Therefore, every day we pay attention. We be in the Word. We actively evangelize. We actively intercede with our family members who have let their confession of faith perhaps falter. Because when Jesus returns, there isn't going to be time to repent. There isn't going to be time to, quote unquote, get right with God. The time for that will be gone and over when he appears the second time. It's be ready constantly or be left out. Those are the two options. Be ready constantly for Jesus' return or be left out when he does return in all of his glory. Dr. Jeff Gibbs, in his Concordia commentary on Matthew, gives pastoral reasons for continual paying of attention or watching for Christ's return. What does continual watching do? Continually watching helps us, keeps us from losing our faith and keeps us from falling away from the Lord. If we're not intent on the second appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, there is a danger of not taking Jesus seriously, of slowly coming to the conclusion that he's really not going to come back at all. But no, we don't want to be like a farmer in that parable. You remember the one who had the great harvest was going to build all the barns and take it easy for a couple years and store all his harvest. And what was the word to that farmer? It was, fool, this very night your life will be required of you. Because as sure as we don't know when Christ will return, we equally don't know the day of our own death, the day when we will be called forth from this life into the next life. Failure to watch for Christ can mean losing our vigilance and trading our salvation for all the temptations of the world. Actively engaging and watching for Christ's return helps us to be about the business of the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ, just like in the parable of the talents. The servant who buried the gold and did nothing for the master was considered a fool. Therefore, we remember that active watching, active waiting is using what we are given to work with for the honor of the Lord and the service of the kingdom. Actively watching means to steward the creation that is outside and the creation that is our own bodies too. Because this world will be remade. We don't want to get caught thinking this world doesn't mean anything. It's only heaven that means anything to us. This world is very important to us with all its joys and all of its sorrows and all of its ups and all of its downs. It is extremely important to each and every one of us, and it's important to God too. And we remember that when Jesus returns, it's not just heaven that we're looking forward to, but a remaking of this world. And we're looking forward to being resurrected on the last day, when our bodies shall rise from their resting place and be reunited with the soul, and the body be made glorious. So, heaven isn't the end. Resurrection and glorification in both body and soul is what we are looking forward to and what we are waiting for and watching to come. We should not let trust in Christ's return fade from our hearts and minds, because if we do, it might mean a withdrawing from this world, not actively engaging in the things of this life, not actively engaging in government, not actively engaging in politics, not actively engaging in our communities, not actively engaging in our families. We want to be engaged in all of those things. We don't want to withdraw from the world, but rather we say, our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. If He made it, it's His world, and He's infinitely concerned about it, and we are to abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord our labor is not in vain. So we are to remember that we do long for the return of the Lord, even though He is with us always. He's with us in His Word. He's with us in the sacrament of the altar. But we long, like Job, to see our Redeemer. I know that my Redeemer lives, and in the end He will stand upon the earth, and I will see Him with my own eyes, my eyes and not another. How my heart yearns within me, looking forward to that day when our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ returns again. So yes, Christ has ascended, and He is with us in His promised means of word and sacrament. And at the exact same time, we are all waiting for the Lord, our God, God the Father, to send Him back bodily so that we might see Him with our own eyes. For us, this requires faith until that day comes upon us. Christ will return, and we are watching for His return. And our watching is an active watching, a purposeful watching, a doing of all the things of the Lord so that we will hear the words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Come, receive the inheritance prepared before you, before the foundations of the world were laid." So what does Jesus say to each of us? He says these words, "So what I say to you is what I say to all. Watch, for you do not know at what hour the master of the house will return. Be ever watchful for His coming. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.